Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Manager Steve Bruce is hoping the FA Cup can lift the doom and gloom surrounding Newcastle as they approach crunching point in a testing season. The Magpies have won just one of their last 10 Premier League games and sit only 5 points clear of the relegation zone, but they head for West Brom looking for a place in the quarter-finals for the first time since 2006. Head coach Bruce is well aware of the negativity outside the club, but is convinced the season could yet turn out to be a success. When asked whether they could, of course, get it to the last eight, he said, "Not just for me, but for everybody. Let's have something to look forward to, rather than the doom and gloom, and let's embrace it. All the big ones are still there. Chelsea, Liverpool, and in the other cup, Man City have dominated over the years, but even a big club like Villa go and enjoy a cup final. It's a big competition, so let's go and try. Why not?" he said. Moving on then into the team news ahead of the game. Newcastle are set to hand Alan Saint-Maximin in a starting role in the clash. The Frenchman is with the team at their Midlands base after coming through a training session. Steve Bruce ordered some checks on him after physios were satisfied he's now set to start. The injury he's had soreness to his leg with a hamstring injury. That appears, though, to have subsided. Moving on then into other news with transfer speculation. And reports claim that Manchester United will not follow through with their interest in midfielder Sean Longstaff. The 22-year-old, who has emerged for the Geordies last season, had been targeted by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but now Longstaff looks set to stay put after the club slapped a £50 million asking price on his head. That's all then for the latest Newcastle United headlines. As always, we will have more news later.